They are in their 30th year serving the Brazos Valley, and they are Health for All. It's just amazing what this organization does for the working poor in the Brazos Valley. Did you know some 25% of those in the Brazos Valley are uninsured? Liz Dickey heads up Health for All.
I like to start by comparing it to Doctors Without Borders right here in our town. So it's something that is akin to a mission trip without having to leave home, and you can make it home in time for dinner with the family. So right. We use volunteer medical providers to staff a free clinic for the uninsured, low-income patients of the Brazos Valley. And it's a full-fledged clinic where patients who have nowhere else to go can access basic health care.
You see, otherwise, the cost of the health care that Health for All provides for free, it would be quite a bit of money. Here's Liz Dickey.
We save this community easily $3 to $6 million every year by helping divert patients from our emergency rooms, by providing them an alternative to actually seek preventative health care before it becomes a problem of that magnitude. So we really are a resource for this community and a huge investment, a return on that investment. It's making a big difference to these patients and to the whole community by keeping them out of the ER.
Like we said, those who benefit the most in the Brazos Valley are the working poor. We're talking about folks that make between $1,500, less than $2,000 per month.
We have a lot of patients who are just doing what they can to keep their heads above water. They're working two and three jobs to try to provide for their families. Unfortunately, that's usually part-time work. It means that they're not offered benefits or can't afford to partake in the benefits that are offered by employers, and that kind of just leaves them in this huge gap of health care in Texas. Since we didn't expand Medicaid, there is a huge population that just doesn't have another alternative to get insurance.
Now, the percentage of those uninsured in Texas has dropped some, from about 25% to 17%, but in the Brazos Valley, it's still 25%. Yes, Texas leads the nation in percentage of uninsured. I asked Liz Dickey, where do they get their health providers?
All over town. These are doctors who are recently retired, doctors that have private practices, nurses that work at our local ERs and hospitals and clinics. Above and beyond their regular jobs, they come and donate whatever time they have available, whether it's one night a month, whether it's once a week. We take whatever they'll give us, and we make the clinic staff around it.
So you're John Q. Public and you want to help. Here's what you do.
The biggest thing is always support. Funding is a huge help to us. It allows us to buy patients' medications, lab tests, to make sure that we can provide health care that's a very expensive service. But beyond that, we always need good volunteers. We have a staff of 5 and more than 200 volunteers that make it run. So good people and good support is what has kept us open for 29 years.
Here is the website.
It is www.hlth4all.org.
And Health for All is located at 3030 East 29th Street, number 111 in Bryan. They're open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they're a Bravo Brazos Valley for sure. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.